Welcome to North Valley's devotional podcast for January 5th, 2021. Today we'll be reading from Deuteronomy 6, verses 3 through 5, from the CEV and the Message. Pay attention, Israel. Our ancestors worshiped the Lord, and he promised to give us this land that is rich with milk and honey. Be careful to obey him, and you will become successful and a powerful nation. Listen, Israel. The Lord our God is the only true God. So love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength. Deuteronomy 6, 3-5, the CEV. Listen obediently, Israel. Do what you're told so that you'll have a good life, a life of abundance and bounty, just as God promised, in a land abounding in milk and honey. Attention, Israel, God, our God, God the one and only. Love God, your God, with your whole heart. Love him with all that's in you. Love him with all you've got. Deuteronomy 6, 3-5, the Message. As Moses leads Israel out of the desert and prepares them to enter the land of promise, he, or rather God through Moses, has a lot to say about what needs to happen for things to be well with Israel. Moses reminds the people of where they've come from and outlines where they're going, complete with lots of advice about how they need to comport themselves. Israel proceeds to ignore most of what Moses implores them to remember, even as Moses has been specific to say things like, "When this happens, don't forget what God is telling you through me. Don't forget who you were without God, or what God has done for you, or who God is calling you to be." If the advice Moses is giving, all 34 chapters of it, had to be boiled down to a couple sentences, it's these verses in chapter 6, verses that hundreds of years later Jesus would say comprise the heart of the law. You must love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Mark 12:30. These are verses about wholeness. All your heart, soul, mind, and strength, they say. Somewhere along the way of the Christian tradition, we began pragmatically reducing this wholeness of heart, soul, and mind, and strength down to mostly just our minds. As Western philosophy progressed, and in its beginning, while philosophy and thought were mostly married to the church, the emphasis became on the mind, and holistic spirituality began to fade from importance. The result of a Western society primarily concerned with what we think, rather than the holistic experience of what we think, feel, and encounter with our whole selves, removes us from living in the ways God intended. We began to love God, possibly with our whole minds, but with not much else. This transition enabled us to hold right belief over right action. It enabled us to see the earth, or others we dehumanized, as things to be dominated and used, rather than fellow parts of the whole of God's creation. If we could think of rationalization, then we could take a course of action that a holistic, all our heart, soul, and strength, would have intuitively known wasn't faithfulness. We're finding that being a disembodied human, only living in our minds, is harmful. It hurts us individually, and it's devastating to community. It's harmful to us spiritually, too. In Deuteronomy, directly after admonishing Israel to love God wholly, Moses goes on to encourage folks to put physical reminders and practices into their routine so they won't forget to love God fully. We need to reclaim this kind of God life, to move from Jesus in our brains to Jesus in our whole beings, in our whole living. When we choose to make our spirituality compartmentalized and only about thinking, we limit how we might encounter God. We have been gifted with bodies and emotions, action and senses, as well as thought and reason. These gifts are conduits to our love and experience of God. It is time to remind ourselves that we are designed to be in intimate, collaborative relationship with God, and that all of our beings are created to respond to God's love in and around us. Some questions for today. As you encounter life today, how might you be attentive with your heart, soul, mind, and strength? How can you intentionally pay attention to God with your body, your intuition, your emotion, or your action? Have you had an experience of the divine that has not been about thought or belief, but has engaged you through your body, your intuition, your emotion, or your action?